a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 4:30. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in this week for Jeff Kaplan. Blue skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 54 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. More young children are being diagnosed with autism than previously reported. ABC's Lionel Moise has more on the CDC findings.
More than 2% of 8-year-old children, or 1 in 44, were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in 2018. According to a new analysis by the CDC, autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disability that can cause challenges in behavior, communication, and social interaction. The findings are higher than a previous estimate from the CDC that came out last March. In another analysis, researchers found that 4-year-olds were 50% more likely to have early detection of autism compared to 8-year-olds. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Here in Utah, the prevalence of autism is a lot more common among children than previously thought. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Based on previous numbers from the CDC, doctors in Utah believed one out of every 58 8-year-olds in Utah were on the autism spectrum. But the new data shows it's actually one out of every 46 8-year-olds, which is a big jump. The study also shows a big increase in the number of kids in lower economic classes have been diagnosed, possibly due to improvements in diagnosing the disorder.
However, doctors say there is still a gap among Hispanic kids diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. They believe more needs to be done to reach out to that community. For 4 years in a row, Wallet Hub has ranked Utah worst in the nation for women's equality. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Eretz reports Utah researchers dissected it to find out why.
The Utah Women in Leadership Project says there are dozens of areas where Utah can improve, but overall they say upping the score isn't necessarily their goal, but making Utah equitable and improving how we're viewed for women's equality is. The report shows in areas like politics, Utah has a lot fewer women elected, and with the gender wage gap, upping the minimum wage could benefit a lot more women. They also say the survey doesn't account at all for the work women do that's unpaid.
According to the report, there are also big disparities between men and women completing graduate degrees, the number of women who owned businesses, and even in the math scores between 8th grade girls and boys. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's troubled by yesterday's Supreme Court hearing over a Mississippi law that would restrict abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, Speaker Pelosi said the court is threatening to trample on the Constitution.
The court is threatening to trample over the Constitution, destroy Roe v. Wade, and take away a woman's freedom to make the most fundamental decision that she can make for herself and her family.
Pelosi urged the Senate to pass legislation already approved by the House that would codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. New York has found 5 cases of COVID Omicron variant in the state, and the variant has now been detected in Colorado. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
The latest case of Omicron was found in Colorado, a fully vaccinated woman who had traveled to South Africa. In Colorado, Governor Jared Polis says they don't think Omicron is widespread in the state based on their testing of human waste in the sewer.
We do the wastewater analysis, and it has not yet shown up in our wastewater analysis.
Another case has been detected in Minnesota. It's a man who traveled to an anime convention in New York, and there's a person in California who has Omicron. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Utah's health department is reporting 1,981 new cases of COVID in Utah since yesterday. There are no new deaths. The state also says they're dealing with some reporting system changes, so they didn't report any today. A Catholic community center in Salt Lake is being rebuilt. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The new structure at St. Patrick's Church on 400 South will be a four-classroom building. The Director of Religious Education, Anthony Martinez, says the St. Joseph Center broke ground yesterday and will be 2,400 square feet. The classrooms will be able to convert into a social hall.
Martinez says there are they are $250,000 short to complete the building, but they need more donations to pay for it. KSL Sports, former BYU and current Virginia head football coach Bronco Mendenhall announced he's stepping down. KSL Sports reports he will retire after the bowl season. Mendenhall spoke to ABC in Richmond.
Clearly this week, there was a sense of clarity to me that I needed to step back from college football and reassess, renew, reframe, and reinvent with my wife as a partner, our future and the next chapter of our lives. I was requested to stay by our athletic director. I was requested to stay by our president. It's my decision only.
Broncos team is 6-6 this year. KSL News Time, 4:35.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.